Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Thompson with MotoVitality, and we are honored to have with us today David Loveday, who is the Water Quality Association Government Affairs Director. And David, thank you very much for taking a few minutes and chatting today. I wanted to chat with you a little bit about clarification on the letter that the Water Quality Association sent out regarding essential businesses. And I realize that the Water Quality Association is not making any recommendations one way or the other on whether or not a business stays open or at what level they are operating. But I was hoping that you could give a little clarification on what it means to be an essential business and a little more detail on the designation.
Well, first of all, the designation has come from a guideline set by each ordinance by the governors that have set shelter in place. So each governor has set an ordinance in place on what is an essential business. Just about every state is using, as part of that ordinance, the Homeland Security guidelines for essential businesses. These are guidelines. They're not calling out individual businesses. So they identify topics that an industry may be doing. So we looked at that, and we followed several, both our manufacturers and our dealers fall into many of those categories that Homeland Security has set in place. So no one has deemed the categories and say, if you fit these categories, then you're a business, you can continue with business. So water is mentioned, beverage is mentioned, but clearly health and safety is the biggest issue here. And a lot of our technology is used for health and safety when it comes to removing contaminants, either at the residence or commercial or in hospitals, dialysis facilities, things like that. These are essential businesses that need to have their equipment maintained properly.
Would a business still be able to go out and canvas, for example? Is that something that would, you know, that would fall under the essential operations?
No. If they're door-to-door is not essential in shelter-in-place places. They don't want that. That is not a thing. And telemarketing is not. We don't see that where that falls under the essential businesses. These are recommendations that WQA is making. Each business has to make their own decisions. We've reviewed the documents that have been put out. We've reviewed the ordinance in place. We have sent letters to more than 18 governors in the federal government. But door-to-door canvassing, if you're in a shelter in place, that is not, no. Again, if it's not an essential operation that you're doing, for example, if someone called up and said, I want something that's not, you deem the central for health and safety, postpone for a few weeks until these regulations are set up. But clearly, maintaining the equipment you have right now is critical. If a person calls up and said, I have a contaminant, I'm worried about a contaminant, where can you put in an RO? That's different because that can be a health and safety issue. But anything that's not a health and safety, we are asking people to postpone those calls until these restrictions have been lifted. What we're telling businesses, no matter who they are, they have to follow the CDC guidelines on social distancing. So if you want to go to our website, wqa.org, and we have a site for the coronavirus. We're putting up letters and guidelines and things that dealers can look at to look at social distancing. If you go inside a home, here's what you should do. If you can deliver and just leave it at the front doorstep, that's probably better. Things like that we're putting out, and we're getting these from CDC guidance, and we're looking at other industries, what they are doing to help this. We're trying to provide as much information to dealers as we can, so I refer them to the Corona website page at wqa.org, and there's a lot of good information there. Kelly, as you can imagine, this is changing every day. You know, more states are going shelter in place. They're looking at things. We take these very seriously. As we hear about these shelters in place, we are looking at the ordinance to make sure that they still are following the same kind of guidelines. What we're seeing is a lot of the ordinance are pretty much looking the same. They probably kind of came from the National Governors Association or a group like that have given them some advice. WQA, since Thursday, has talked to, we've sent letters to the White House, to the four congressional leaders, more than 18 governors we've sent letters to. There are people talking about, and those letters are on our website that people can look at. A letter to the governor, Truman may concern, why we consider ourselves essential, and then the PDF of the DHS guidelines of who, what is an essential business. We've also talked, we've sent letters to the National Governors Association, the Western Governors Association. We've also sent letters to the League of Cities and to the county association that may, that oversees, works with all the counties around the country. We're going to be reaching out to the truck, send a letter to the Truckers Association. So we're reaching out, touching base, covering everything, trying to, you know, touch base and make sure people hear our story. But again, our, you know, take a look at the letter, look at the local rules that could change on a daily basis. So we'd encourage members to follow those regulations and ordinance at the local level and make sure to do the right thing. I mean, this is the time we got to make sure this industry does the right thing. If you can push some stuff off that's not what we call essential or health and safety, put it off for a few weeks. But if it is health and safety, absolutely, it's important that we do, our business does health and safety.
Mm-hmm. So, David, just as a leading by example, I see you're working from home today. Most of the Water Quality Association is as well. So you're kind of practicing what you're suggesting a little bit.
But our lab is open. Here in Illinois, we have a shelter in place, but our lab is open. But it's because that's important. That's health and safety. We got to make these products continue to be tested. We got to make sure that the technology is improving, and we can't wait because it's health and safety. But we've limited the number of people in the lab. We've limited who can go to the office for now, because we are following what the regulations are in Illinois. And again, we would encourage everybody across the country to look at their regulation. Even if you're not in a, Kelly, right now, if you're not in a state that has shelter in place, everybody should be following the CDC guidelines on social distancing. Everybody should be following the CDC guidelines on how to go in to a home. Even if you're not in a shelter in place home, on our website, Wes and his communication team is putting those type of documents out. Because even if you're not in shelter in place, we are following the CDC guidelines too on what to do.
There definitely are some wonderful resources on the coronavirus page on Water Quality Association, and I strongly encourage everybody to check that out. Any final pieces of advice or information you can give us, Dave?
The only thing we can say is we've looked at the guidelines. We're following the guidelines, but each company has to make their individual decision. They have to think about their employees. I would encourage them, if their employees have concerns, work with them. And again, continue to look at our website, and we'll put more information out as these stimulus packages go through Congress. Mm-hmm. We'll look to see how it might affect small businesses, and we'll get that out to our members. We're in contact with the Department of Labor. We're in contact with the Department of Commerce. We're in contact with the EPA. So I would encourage everyone to do that. Look, keep up to date on our website. Look for our notices that go out if you're a W2A member. And don't forget, next week, Kelly, we're going to start the virtual W2A convention with the opening session next week. Obviously, some of this will be touch base on the opening session, and we'll have some pretty good speakers at the opening session, maybe a surprise or two. We will also then work on the virtual education soon after that, because we know there's a lot of education out there. And there's a lot of things that were going to be brought to the convention that members were very interested in. And so we're going to do that virtually, and we're working, and the W2A team is working on that right now.
Dave, thank very much for your time. I really appreciate it. I appreciate very much what W2A, the leadership that the organization is taking on this. You and I have had conversations in the past over what the purpose of an organization is and why you would support an association. And I think in a time like this, it becomes blatantly evident on some of the resources and the tools that WQA is offering. And it's been the first place that I have pointed people when they've come and asked questions. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job, and I'm proud to be part of it in some way. So thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. One more point is, I just want to let you remember, you probably have people that are going to be watching up in Canada. We are also working with the Canada WQA too. We've been giving them language that they should be, that they've been sending to the governments up there. So we're trying to work with them, and they're trying to work with their government. So we're trying to mutually work with them. The other thing, Kelly, as you can imagine, we've been working very closely with all the state associations and regional associations. And they're on the front lines of this too, with getting communications out. As you know, you go to all regional shows, They're vital, they're important, and they're another tool that we are using to help make sure we get our message out.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate it. Be safe to you and your family,
you too.
And we will talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Kelly. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.